The Rambam in Hilchas Me'ilah, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, mentions the halacha that Me'ilah, there is a din shlichus, that means if somebody makes a shliach, they be moil behagdish. Let's say he tells somebody, take these inyanim kachim, things that were donated to the Beis HaMikdash, and give it to eat to guests. So the shliach is not moil, the mishaleich is moil. Even though Chol HaTorah Kula, we have a klal, ein shliach dvar avera, but Me'ilah, it's one of those exceptions where the Torah says Mefurish that yes shliach dvar avera, and the mishaleich is the one who's over the avera. And he used to bring a korban Me'ilah if it was a shoygig. Says the Rambam, but that's only if it's kosher by the kabayis. But though the korban, or if it's psara oila, if somebody feeds the guest, he tells somebody else, also shliach, to feed guest meat from an oila. Says the Rambam, in that case, the mashaleach was not moil, only the shliach. Why? Because here we have a second iser. Eating meat from an oila that has to be offered in Mizbeach, there's a special iser called Esucha Lecha B'Sherecha. In addition to the iser Me'ilah, which is Chal on all Kachim, there's another iser called Esucha Lecha B'Sherecha, for which we learn, one of the things we learn from that pasuk is that if somebody eats from Psara Oila, it's over in a separate lav, independent of the iser Me'ilah. So now if somebody tells his shliach to go and feed guests Psara Oila, so there's two Isurim here, the Isur Me'ilah and the Isur of eating Psara Oila. So mitzad the Isur Me'ilah, l'choyed is yesh liyach advar avir. Mitzad the Isur, for l'esucha lecha b'sherecha, for eating Psara Oila, there we don't have the klala yesh liyach, there the klala for all of the shas, the yesh liyach advar avir applies just there as well. So now we have one ma'isa achila, one act that carries two Isurim. For what Isur? There is a din yeshlich advar aver. For the other iser, the din is einshlich advar aver. Says the Rambam that in that case we say that the Me'ilah also is einshlich advar aver. Since the shlichus is cancelled, legabe the iser eating b'sara oilo, because legabe b'sara oilo we say einshlich advar aver, then legabe the iser Me'ilah, it doesn't apply anymore. The shlichus is oy shlichus. I mean, if it's oy shlichus, even legabe the Me'ilah, we don't say the mishlech is chayef. This is a famous Rambam which I discussed last year, that this is a subject of a big machloikis, and the achronim legabe einshlich advar aver, which the Baal HaFlo in his sefer Tshuvas brings a ray from this Rambam to the shita of the Noida B'Yehuda, that einshlich advar aver is the pshat that it's not a shlichus. It's not the pshat that the aver is not transferred to the mashleach, but everything else there is shlichus here. It's not that the whole act is no shlichus there. Right? The guy was, the shayla over there was like a famous get, a controversy with a get that was given through a shliach bal koch of the woman, which is over in the Issa Chachirim HaBeinu Gershon, not to give a get bal koch. The shayla was, since it was given through a shliach, and it's an avera to be over in Chachirim HaBeinu Gershon, it has ein shlich l'dvar avera. Remember, it's not only that the avera of giving a get bal koch is not transferring to the Mishaleach because Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. Well, the whole get is not a get because of that. That was the time of the Neid of Yehuda. And other Achrinim disagreed with Bitzikl Hamburger and other disagreed with the Yehuda. It became a major controversy and discussed it last year. And as I was learning the halacha again, it occurred to me, L'chayre, that this whole Inyan, this whole Machloik is maybe Toloi, in the famous Hakir of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel says that there's a shaila, and the Rebbe brings it in all the sichas, that there's three ways of learning the din shlichas, the whole din of shlichas. Is the pshat that the shliach guf becomes like the guf of the mishaleach? He represents the mishaleach himself. Legabe, this inyan, legabe, this maisa, he's now as if we can consider him as if he's the Mashalayach himself. Or we can say, no, they're two separate people, even legabe this shlichus, legabe this act that he was made a shliach for. Legabe this act, he's also acting as a separate person. It's not that the Torah says, legabe this inyan, legabe this maisa, which he's a shliach for, his goof is identified with the goof of the Mashalayach. No, he's not identified with the goof, he's identified as a separate person. But we say, because he made him a shliach, the mindset that the shliach does is transferred, is referred to back to the mashalech, as if the shalech did this act. And if the shalech does the act, that's why it's chal. The third option is that even the mindset is not transferred back. It's a separate shliach, is not identified with the mashalech. The mindset that the shliach does is the shliach's mindset, not the mashalech's mindset. The Torah is mechadesh with shliches because the mashalech appointed him and told the shliach that he should be his shliach, even though the shliach does the ma'isa, and not the mashalech. And the ma'isa is credited to the shliach, not to the mashalech. The Torah says, in order for the ma'isa to be effective, either the mashalech himself does it, but even if appoint someone else, it also works. It doesn't have to be that he himself should do it. A shliach can also do it. In other words, the Torah just says that there's two options. He can do it himself, or can be memane someone else. And that someone else, taka, he does it, but because I was memane him, it's effective. Now, if I say, according to the first two tzadim, that he becomes like the goof of the mishaleach, there is room to argue, like the Nidbi Huda says. If there is another isser here, once there is an isser involved in this ma'isa, for which we say ein shliach v'aravera, it also cancels the aspects of that ma'isa for which there is shliches. Right? So if there is even one aspect of that ma'isa, one halachic issue associated with that ma'isa, for which we say ein shliach v'aravera, memela the entire shliches is bottled. Why? Because he can't say that his legabe this ma'isa, the goof of the shliach is like the goof of shaleach. Legabe the ma'isa v'era, we say it separates him from the mashalech. And a little bit is mashme, for the Rebbe's sikh is mashme, the Rebbe learns, I think the Rebbe is noite to that sad of Rabbi Yosef Engel, that he becomes the goof of mashalech. The Rebbe sees, as is mashme, and the Rebbe brings it like from Likut HaTorah. At the Rebbe, beginning of Ayikra in Likut HaTorah, that the Rebbe there talks about shliches, and there it's, the Rebbe talks about bruchnis, legabe mitzvahs, ayidin, and the Rebbe there, from the Rebbe there is mashmet that he becomes mamish like the guf ha-mishaleach. Is there we can understand the Noidi Behuda. Same thing, even if we say that the ma'isa is misyachas the mishaleach, because he's his shliach, so we consider the ma'isa to be done by the mishaleach, you can also say, since there is a ma'isa vera associated with that act, so memela you can't be, like, the ma'isa vera doesn't allow the ma'isa to be misyachas the mishaleach. Memela, the gabe the other inyanim also, it's not misyachas. The gabe meila, we say it's not a shliches, and the gabe get, we would say it's not a get bechlal. The halachas of get also are being cancelled out because there is an aver involved. But according to the third side of Rabbi Yosef Engel, that the din of shliches is the pshat, that the ma'ase is not his, it's the shliach's ma'ase, it's not the mishaleach's ma'ase. The guf ha-shliach is for sure not the same guf as the mishaleach. Jesus says, din in the Torah, that if you manage someone, it also works. Even while he's independent, the shliach, and even by the ma'ase, the shliach's ma'ase, it doesn't matter. If you manage him, that also works. Then, it's harder to understand why, if there is also an avera there involved, that it should cancel the whole shlichas. The Torah says that if I tell someone to do something, whatever would be accomplished if I did it myself is also accomplished now. It's why don't we say like the avera is not my avera because ein shliach dvar avera, but the other things is chal. Again, we have to think about it. But al pisechel al pihigoyin lechayre, it's harder to say here like the svar of the Nidbi Biyudim. Which means that the same thing in the Rambam here, that to say that because there's an Isser of Achilles Psar Oila, independent of Meile, and since Legabe the Achilles Psar Oila, it's not a Shliches. We don't say that it's as if he was over. Even though he didn't do the Maisa, but the Torah says telling somebody else is also you. Right? It's also as if you did it. The ma'isa is not yours. It's the same as if you did it, but it doesn't need to be that you should do it. Fakir, the Torah says there's no need for you to do it. Memanazai, someone else is also. So then why is it that if there's a ma'isa isa of eishlichet varavera, why should it cancel out the me'ila, for which there is shlichet varavera? There's two separate things. Legabe the me'ila, the Torah says yes shlichet varavera. So even to be memana shliach, I'm over on the avera. And legabe the din for achilas basar oilam, the Torah says that to be memana someone else to eat basar oilam for you is eishlichet varavera. I don't have an avera for that. I'm just saying that it seems lechayre. We have to think about this, but that this machlekes and the Rai from the Rambam would be taller in this chakira.